An American breakdancer says she hopes the sport's debut at the Paris Olympics next month will help energize the games. 21-year-old Logan Edra recently spoke with reporters from Reuters about breakdancing's introduction to Olympic competition. "Breaking is going to do so well in Paris," Edra told the news service. This breakdancer, or breaker, from Southern California also goes by the nickname Logistics. The word is similar to the term logistics, which means to organize something in a productive way. Her father gave her that name because, as a child, she always knew how to get where she wanted to go. Breakdancing is believed to have started in the Bronx area of New York City in the 1970s. The sport is now preparing to make its Olympic debut. The Paris Games opening ceremony is on July 26th. A total of 32 breakdancers are set to compete, 16 men and 16 women. The dancers are also known as B-boys or B-girls. "I pray that we bring the most hype and steal attention from the other sports," said Edra. "They are going to hear the music and they are going to be so curious, like, what's going on?" Edra was born in Chula Vista, California, and is a second-generation Filipino-American. In addition to her own training, she teaches breakdancing at a dance school in Los Angeles. Reporters from Reuters recently visited the school. "We need music in our lives," she shouted before turning up the hip-hop music the students train to. Edra then connected with the music and was soon demonstrating her dance skills that included head spins, flips, and complex footwork. "Are you a B-girl already?" she asked one student after she pulled off one of her moves. She then added, "We're just having fun. That's all we're doing." Edra's skills helped her win the B-girl division of the Red Bull BC1 World Championship in 2021 in Gdansk, Poland. Some have compared breakdancing to boxing because of the one-on-one nature of its competitive battles. The sport also has similarities to gymnastics. But Edra said she thinks it is more closely related to skateboarding, which permits competitors to demonstrate deep creative and technical abilities. Skateboarding quickly became one of the most popular Olympic sports following its debut at the 2021 Tokyo Games. Edra told Reuters she is looking forward to competing and is even hoping to become the first woman to win a gold medal in the sport. She still must officially qualify for the Paris Games during an event later this month in Budapest, Hungary. She just needs to finish in the top 16 to qualify. Edra said she trains twice a day. Most mornings, she centers on building technical skills. Later in the day, she seeks to improve her dance creativity and fully connect to the music. "I can be a competitive person, so I still train very hard to focus on doing my best to win," Edra said. She then added, "But we're artist athletes." She admitted that dance battles can be subjective during judging. "But it's whoever is killing it that day," she added. "These battles are a very fun competitive game, but it's also inspiring to see all of us bringing our own style." Edra said she sees her wins as spreading her message of unity to the world. "I see any title or championship as a megaphone to amplify any message I want. I couldn't care less about the attention for personal satisfaction," she added. "I represent the culture. I represent dance. I represent the peace-love community and having fun." Edra said she also sees herself as being a student of the game, caring about its evolution, and keeping it alive. I'm Brian Lynn.